USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a trip to Louisiana, President Biden spoke to Republicans about his infrastructure and jobs plan.
This is all about making a choice between giving tax breaks to super wealthy and to corporations and investing in working families. We're going to build a country. I look at this as what I'm talking about is giving essentially tax breaks to hard-working middle class and working people.
The president said he's calling on top earners to pay their fair share in taxes. Republicans said the plan is too pricey, with the total nearly $4 trillion. The president said he's willing to negotiate. Authorities in Rigby, Ohio, say a teacher disarmed a sixth-grade girl who shot two students and a custodian at her middle school. The girl is now in custody. Officials say the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive.
They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck.
Go to TrackGrabber.com.
Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness.
They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
President Biden is calling for new investments in spending for electric vehicle infrastructure. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm told a congressional panel the incentives to bring down the initial cost of sale will increase consumer demand.
Those electric vehicles will surpass the internal combustion engine by 2030 because people save $600 a year just in not having to gas up.
Granholm does say charging stations and equipment must be more available. She is also facing many questions about her own stock in the electric vehicle company Proterra. It was promoted by President Biden during a virtual tour last month. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a controversial new law that state Republicans say increases election security. Opponents say it's just another bill designed to make it harder for millions of people to participate in the voting process. The Republican governor signed the bill during a political rally in West Palm Beach. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
People across the country are taking time for the National Day of Prayer. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
This National Day of Prayer comes at a time when countless Americans are concerned about the dangerous change in direction we're witnessing. It was former President Donald Trump who reminded us of the words of Dr. Billy Graham, "Their prayer is the key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercies and His blessings." Mr. Trump went on that prayer has always been at the center of American life because America is a nation of believers. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
England and France are disputing fishing rights off the coast of France. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
A maritime standoff between British and France is unfolding as Navy ships from the two countries converge in the waters off the coast island of Jersey, where dozens of French fishermen's boats threaten to block a port. It all started when England left the European Union. Prime Minister Boris Johnson dispatched two British Navy ships as a precautionary measure. On Thursday, France deployed two naval patrol vessels near Jersey, about 14 miles off the French coast in the English Channel, to ensure safety of navigation as well as the safeguard of human life at sea. Fishing was one of the sorest subjects when Britain negotiated its new trade deal with the European Union, which went into effect in January. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.